Giants, round two in this 2013 season. Dave Spadaro joined by Ike Reese, former Eagles linebacker, midday host, of course, on 94 WIP, and the co-host of the Game Plan Show on the Eagles Television Network. Ike, what are the people saying this week after a heartbreaker on Sunday?
Well, a lot of people are disappointed after Sunday's loss to the Dallas Cowboys, obviously. And you know, they're a little concerned about what the team really is. You know, you win two straight games against the Giants and the Buccaneers, and you know, there's all this hype about the battle for first place with the Cowboys coming in, and to lose the game in the fashion in which they lost, which we hadn't seen all year, where the offense just couldn't get anything going. It was real disheartening for this fan base. And now the fan base doesn't know how much to buy in to this team. I think prior to that Cowboys game, they were ready. You know, they were ready to buy in as far as making a possible playoff run, you know, winning this division. You go out there and you only score 3 points against one of the worst defenses in the league. Fan base is a little – they're on shaky knees right now.
But I think we all have to understand what this is. This is a team that is in the first year with Chip Kelly. It's rebuilding, trying to put the foundation in place, right? I mean, there's going to be speed bumps like that.
No doubt about it. I mean, think about it. You know, my first year with Andy, you know, we didn't have this – we didn't get our first win until week five.
Right.
So, you know, Chip Kelly in this new regime is already ahead of schedule when you talk about being in your first year, starting to laying a foundation and having building blocks. The problem is, for us fans, that once the season starts, we tend to forget about that and we increase our expectations. But I think the Eagles are still right on track. I mean, you come back this week and you're 4-4 and you still have a chance to win this division.
The offense needs to get back on track, Ike. And that was, as you said, the first time that the Eagles' offense had been slowed to almost nothing.
Yeah.
And the Giants come in here after shutting down Adrian Peterson. They did a really good job on LeSean McCoy in the second half up in New York. So, you know, it's not going to be automatic, easy sledding. I think that was the jolt on Sunday. Wow, the defense can stop this offense. Some defense can. I didn't think it was kind of possible.
Yeah, and I think that was the reality check for a lot of us, because we really hadn't seen this defense shut down in that. I mean, seen this offense shut down in that fashion, the way it sort of was Sunday against the Cowboys. But with the New York Giants coming in, I think these players, especially the veterans, they know this is a divisional game. You just beat this team 3 weeks ago. That's still fresh in their mind. And quite frankly, we've had pretty good success against the Giants as a whole lately, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be looking for a little payback. So you can't take this week for granted. Each I love when Chip says each game is its own season within itself, because he's exactly right. Sunday's game against the Giants, it won't do anything to erase what happened last week, and it won't do anything to get you a W the following week. You got to take care of business this week versus this team.
What do you expect from Michael Vick should he be the quarterback? And it looks like he is on target to do that on Sunday.
You know what? I really don't know, because we don't get to watch him in practice, so I don't know how healthy he's going to be. Here's the one thing I will say. You know, this perception that unless he's able to, you know, break off 20, 30, 40-yard runs, he can't be successful in this offense. You know, I don't buy into that. I think Michael, if he works the game plan, like you see here against the San Diego Chargers, through the passing game, he can still be very effective against this Giants defense. Now, he didn't have much success the first game through the air versus them. But now I believe he had a chance to see the way they're going to play the Eagles offense, and you can make adjustments. So, honestly, I expect Michael to go out there and have a good game. He steps on the field, Dave, I expect him to play well, you know, regardless of his circumstances.
It's interesting on the read option, though. Will a defensive end respect Michael's burst to the outside, or do you just crash down the line and play LeSean?
I think you still had to respect it until there's a play where you see there's a wide open running lane for Michael Vick, and either he doesn't take it or he takes it and doesn't go very far, very fast with the football. Until then, you have to respect that Michael Vick is 100%, because the Giants just don't know. So they're going to come into the game preparing to see a 100% Michael Vick.
You believing more in the defense here? It certainly seems it's playing faster. It seems like everybody's on the same page a lot more than it had been in weeks past.
Yeah, I definitely am, Dave. I mean, it started with this game versus the Giants the first time around, is where you could start to see them build a little bit of confidence. And I know Eli struggled in that game, and I know the Giants didn't have a ton of offensive weapons. But at this level, what you're looking for from as an offensive player or a defensive player, but particularly from the defense, you're looking for positive reinforcement. And that's what they were able to get out of that Giants game. It carried over into the Tampa game, and we saw it at its best against the Dallas Cowboys. I expect them to play the same exact way, playing with confidence. I think they're starting to believe in what Billy Davis and his coaches are trying to coach them up to do. And that's the most important thing, is believing in the scheme. Doesn't do a coach any good to coach you a certain way to play. You don't trust him, and you go out there and do something different. What I'm seeing is a unit playing together, particularly that front seven. It seems like everyone's fitting in the right gaps, getting off blocks, playing physical, and they're playing with confidence. So I like what I'm seeing.
I think it's a huge game. You get to 4-4. The whole rest of the season, the second half of the year, kind of sets up nice. 3-5 might be a
doesn't
little
feel
more
the good. Same. Yeah. And, Dave, if I'd have told you before the season started, the halfway point, the Eagles may be sitting at 4-4, I think we all would have taken it.
Yeah. So, I mean, a great test for the Eagles physically and certainly mentally, see how they rebound from a tough loss.
And it's the Giants, man.
Yeah.
Got to take care of the Giants.
Which is your number one rival.
Yes.
Win it for Ike. Win it for Ike. Ike Grayson Studio, we thank you very much on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.